Episode 475, April 6th, 2020.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
A f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
The punk? Robin Joe Show.
I've got Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they
please
are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
What's up, everybody? Another week during the quarantine. We've made it another week, gentlemen. And we have, when some businesses are closing these days, we have a new one that's opening. Do you want to talk about what's happening in your backyard, Jim?
Yeah. So last week we talked about Katie opening up Five Plated Theaters, I believe is the name of it, where she's going to buy a giant movie screen, and we were going to project a movie onto a screen from our back porch where the neighbors could come and watch. And that happened yesterday. It happened.
Now, you had put it at about 8%, which I think clearly motivated her.
Oh, no, it motivated her. It's funny, the screen was out back. I'm like, all right, well, the screen, there's still a lot. You know, she inflates it. But yesterday it was beautiful out. And I know we're not supposed to do this, but a couple people came to hang out, right? People that are bored. Erica and her sister, who, you know, the only people we're actually spending time with. But anyway, it's one of those things, you know, where like a bouncy house where it always has to have, you don't inflate it, it stays inflated. You have to constantly have to have air blowing through it.
Right.
It's one of those. So she got that. She got the projector. She put it on the box that the thing came in, got extension cords. The neighbors came over and put out their chairs and blankets, and we watched Life of Pets 2.
Are you using our big speakers or just the speakers from the projector?
No, we didn't use those. We could have. I don't think there was enough people, but we also had the closed caption on, which didn't really help the two little girls that were there, but they had already seen it.
So the Katie Theater, the Five Plated Theater, is officially open for business.
Yeah, I mean, we'll probably throw another movie up there this coming. Depends on how nice it is, but I mean, it was nice enough today.
Congratulations. I know Katie was very proud. Well, job well done, Katie.
Yeah, I took a picture before anybody got there, like nobody was there. But the truth is that there were 8 people watching the movie. So really, there's only one other person that could have been out there watching it, or it would have been broken up. You follow? Now, they were probably 10 feet behind us, but...
So no touching.
Yeah. Katie actually got upset with me. I sent... the following text to my neighbors, Devin and Nicole, and I sent the same text to my neighbor, Ryan and Katie, all right?
So, these are the neighbors that have been featured on our show.
Right. So I said, hey, can we borrow some Hershey bars, some graham crackers, some marshmallows, and some sticks? So I sent that to Ryan, and I sent it to Devin and Nicole. Now, here's the horrible thing. The propane ran out, so we didn't have a fire.
Ugh.
So I was like, hey, now we need to borrow propane. But it ends up, I think, I'm dead serious. Robbie, you don't still have Devin and Nicole's phone number, do you?
Yeah, but I can't do it.
Oh, you can't call them. I think I got them in a fight.
I'm sure you did, Joe.
Yeah, because what happened was, after I said, hey, can we borrow all that stuff? He goes, well, we got sticks. We got a Hershey bar, some graham crackers, but we don't have any marshmallows. I'm sending Nicole out now. I type, tell her to hurry. So I don't know if he was really like, hey, go out and get some marshmallows as a joke. And she's like, fuck that. I'm not getting him any marshmallows. I don't think he really had any of that stuff. But yeah, I think they were fighting. I wouldn't mind calling to figure out what it was about.
Let's not add more complications to this broadcast already, Joe.
Good point.
Well, welcome to the show. I'm curious about who do you think this quarantine is hardest on amongst us, amongst Gramps, people in our little circle here. And I don't mean financially, clearly that's me. But in just in terms of being stuck at home, who do you want to rank with this? The three of us, obviously. Who else?
Yeah, we'll rank the three of us, Gramps. Who else should we involve in this?
Eric Woodworth with his wife and two children.
Yeah, and we'll do the die laughing people that we talk about, right? We'll do Tommy. Okay.
We did say a few weeks ago that Scott Apple has the best of all of us, I'm sure.
Yes, if we were adding Scott Apple. But let's just stay in our little world. Let's have all me, right. You, Robbie, and Gramps, okay? So I have a question, though. I need to clarify something. Robbie, are you seeing your girlfriend during this?
Yes, she's in my circle right now. You know, that's week to week, but for now, yes.
Okay, so, okay. And I need to know another thing. Are you still going into the office, Robbie, or are you able to work from home?
I work from home.
Okay. So I would say,
Hardest to easiest? Is that
yeah.
What we're doing?
My father's having it the hardest time.
What? He's missing out on those beautiful women in downtown Baltimore?
I think that my father doesn't do much other than work and church. He can say it, but other than that, he's usually watching television or whatever, or eating or whatever. So if he can't work and he can't go to church, he doesn't do anything but watch murder shows.
So there's not enough murder shows to keep up to interest him, is what you're saying.
I think he might even be getting a little tired of murder shows. And he texts me maybe once every couple of days, and he'll be like, hey, are you as bored as I am? And every time I'm like, no, I'm not bored. I'm very, very busy, right? I mean, it's because he always does it in the middle of the day.
And Rob, Gramps doesn't have Netflix.
Well, I mean, come on. Why does he not? Can you at least get him Netflix? I mean, this is criminal.
Yeah, you have no idea. First of all, I'll just give him my password. Okay. So listen, first of all, I had to talk my father out of, my dad says, I eat 12 times a day and exercise by sitting in my recliner and watching TV. That's exactly what he's doing. So My father was going to keep working. I said, Dad, you can't. I had to convince him. Now, at this point, I'm sure he would have. But I had to be like, you can't be driving down into the city of Baltimore right now. You can't. Because even as unlikely as it is that you might get this, if you get it. First of all, nobody's going to talk to you to buy insurance right now. So that's what's the point?
We have Gramps' story that's going to touch on that in a little bit. There's a little tease for you listeners.
So he can't go talk to people. They're going to be like, I'm sorry, sir. Don't you know what's going on in the world? And they're going to slam their door. They can't, you know, that's not going to happen. And there aren't a bunch of people out on the streets, which is where he goes and talks to them and insults them or whatever. And then they endears himself to them or whatever, you know, insults the men, tells the women how hot they are or whatever. So so that's all gone. Anyway, so I talked him out of doing that, and now he constantly says how bored he is. And I'm like, well, Dad, you know, you can walk around the neighborhood, right? He does woodworking. I know he used to do that. Maybe there's some yard work. It's just that, you know, he doesn't want to, he could read. You know what I mean? There's a lot of things that he could do, but he can't do the two things that were entertaining him. I mean, he's in chat. He can tell me if I'm wrong, but I think the things that's what occupied his time.
So you're saying, out of all of us, this is hardest on Gramps, okay?
Now, my father, of course, he says, I've written two cases this week by phone and mail. So I don't know what that means. What do you normally write? You follow what I'm saying? Do you normally write one a week? Then you're doing better staying at home? Great. You follow? Like, I have no frame of reference, if that makes sense.
Well, hold on. Who's your uncle that wrote the book, his brother?
Oh, my Uncle Charlie, yeah.
I mean, how many is he? He probably is writing 3-4 books during this. This is probably great if you're a fan of his.
I can't remember the name of the book. I don't even remember Blame the Victim.
Resentments Kill.
Yeah, Resentments Live, the sequel.
He's probably got 3 or 4 of those, Ben. No, he's probably got a movie script,
No,
too.
I already know what his next book is.
What do you mean?
It's about a priest sex predator.
Are you doing the cover art?
I worked on cover art, yes.
Is it a priest with his dick out?
No.
So this is going to be Mac Bergson's birth or Christmas present from his brother Scott, who got him that last year, I believe, or two years ago.
I think he'd love it. Mac Bergson got me a present, and I took advantage of it this weekend, and it was an exceptional gift. Thank you, Mr. Bergson.
He's a great gift giver.
Yes.
All right, so you're saying Gramps, this is hitting him the hardest. Who else is struggling?
Yeah, but I have another Gramps story to tell. do you want to rank it first and then go back and tell this?
You know, nobody cares, Joe, whatever you want to do.
All right, so here's another thing. So Gramps, first of all, he calls me. I don't know when people call, right? So then he texts me, he goes, hey, did you get my phone call? So I'm like, no, I didn't. So I listened to the message, and he's like, hey, you know that Cash App that you have on your phone? Well, a lot of my customers want to pay that way. I need you to call me and set this up. Okay. It almost ruined my day. As soon as I read that, knowing how impossible that task is going to be. And of course, I had people over and they were going to be over till late watching the movie. And then I got to get on and try to walk my father through this, right? So I go, hey, I'll do this, Dad, but at least download the app. And then I put it in steps. One, go to the App Store. Two, search Venmo. Three, hit get, because that's what it says, get. So as long
as... You don't want Venmo, you want Cash App.
Doesn't matter, whatever. It wasn't happening anyway or whatever, but...
No. Black people love Cash. I don't know what it is. If it's a black person paying me for comedy, it's 100% Cash App. If it's a white person, it's Venmo.
Well, that's interesting that you say that, because apparently the people who wanted to pay this way specifically mentioned Venmo to him.
Either way, that's if he needs Cash App, Robbie's going to be back on the phone. So anyway... So Robbie then sends me a screenshot of him on Zoom with my father, okay? And I saw that, and I was so fucking happy when I saw that. I'm telling you, it was as good as a blowjob when I saw that, okay? So I see that, and I text. Well, let me see if I can find it exactly. Hold on.
I set up the Zoom specifically so I could help him with the Venmo, because I wanted to be able to look at the screen, what he was seeing, you know. It took about, to set up the Zoom and the Venmo, a little over an hour.
And that's Robbie. So, and Robbie, you know, he's good at this stuff. Imagine me. I don't, like, my father thinks that I'm some expert. I don't know anything. I just know more than him, right? So anyway, so Robbie sends me a screen cap of him and my father on Zoom, and I write, this is the happiest moment of my life. I type that in. My father goes, what's going on? Like, he thought there's something that was, no, me not having to try to walk you through Venmo. Cause I honestly don't know that I would have been able to pull it off.
Well, I'm glad you dodged that bullet. So now that Gramps is on Venmo, we can start
sending him money from Walker Hayes.
Yeah, sending him money. Sure.
Here's the best part. Gramps asked me, I'm just trying to get him to the place where he has the things, and then I'm going to show him how to work them. Like, I just want to do it and then show him what this
can do and how
this benefits him. And he's asking me questions like, well, where's the money going to go? Can I have it sent to my P.O. box?
God. Did you explain everything to him?
I'm guessing he doesn't do any online banking.
No, he doesn't. But I think he's got it. You know, when it comes to actually getting the money and transferring it to his bank, he'll ask me questions, but it's pretty intuitive at this point for him to do.
By the way, if he's looking at his phone, what is he doing? Facing it, him? Like, is he behind his screen and holding the camera towards you? So
we had Zoom on the computer, and then he was putting the app on his phone.
Right, but could you see his phone?
It was difficult, but I kept saying, move the phone up, move the phone down.
I gotcha. Press that button, press that envelope, press that oval.
Yeah.
Man, and he had to put his banking information in there.
He did.
Man, and it only took an hour and 15 minutes. That's crazy.
Well done, Robbie.
Yeah, honestly, I got to give Robbie some credit, because I just feel like Robbie has less patience than me, but I might be wrong about that, because he's very meticulous about the things he does creatively, which I'm not. I kind of rush through those things. And then being able to walk my father through adding, because here's the deal, it would have been a challenge for me to add Venmo just on my own. Like, that would have been tough to do. To walk my father through it seems like there's just, Oh, man, I dreaded it. I was so thrilled to see that.
This is a regular part of my life, is what you don't understand. I mean, I've grown more patient over time doing this, but I'm logged into his computer the same way I am into the studio computer so that I can do this stuff for him all the time. He changed computers a little while back. He had to get rid of the old one because it wouldn't charge and it was falling apart. And so I had to get him a new computer, and then I had to get it all set up and then deliver it to him. But then I still had stuff where I had to log in and help him, you know, add this or move that.
Yeah, because if something stops working, you're fucked.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember I was over there trying to figure something out, and I'm like, oh, no. Because, you know, I think he thinks I'm an expert, which I'm clearly not. I just know how to, like, click the internet button.
Yeah, that was when he couldn't get onto the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Well, since we're talking about Gramps, I think we ought to do this Gramps story. Are you able to do the production now, or are you going to put that in later, Robbie?
And now, another titillating entry from the diary of everyone's favorite sexy septuagenarian, Gramps.
This segment brought to you by Making Podcasts Great Again, starring J.L. Covan as President Trump. Follow them on Twitter, @TrumpPod, and listen via all your favorite podcast platforms.
That's influencer J.L. Covan, one of the most popular men in the world right now. He's got a Cameo account, so go to Cameo J.L. Covan, and he can send a message to a loved one. Ask Donald Trump.
Hey, before you start this story, people are saying in chat, hey, how can we send Gramps money? So there's no way Gramps knows his own Venmo handle, right?
He does.
What, Gramps, type your Venmo handle in the chat, and we'll say it out here, and we'll see if anybody sends you anybody.
Yeah, Gramps, the thing that I had you write down, type it into chat.
Well, you kind of gave him a clue, but sorry. All right, it's all right. Let's see if he still does it.
Who's going to make more money, me off our listeners? Me with my album or Gramps with his Venmo?
Gramps.
Just people just Venmoing Gramps cash.
No chance. I have no chance. All right, Gramps story. I got a call today from the guy I call Ugly. He needed my mailing address so he could send me his premium. We talked for a while, and it was all smooth and nice. I finally said, why are we talking so nice, you ugly son of a bitch? He said, I don't know, you white motherfucker. I said, I guess it's because I don't have to look at that ugly face. I guess the coronavirus is in some ways a good thing. He said, it better last, because if you come back, I'll kick your ass. I said, not if I bring a gun. Then Graham says, do either of you guys have a gun I can borrow? I said, holy shit, Gramps. He says, don't worry. It's all just for fun. It doesn't sound like it's for fun from one guy on the end of this conversation.
You ever been wrestling like with a friend and all of a sudden it starts getting serious and then they end up in a fight? Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what this is. You follow? Once you say I'm going to bring a gun, you go, this isn't that funny anymore. He's just threatened to shoot me. I guess I need to get a gun. By the way, Gramps' Venmo is @Rob-Robinson-65.
Of course.
@Rob-Robinson-65. What's the 65, Robbie?
That's probably his age.
No, it's just, it automatically just assigned him a number at the end.
65 is 20 years older than everybody tells him he looks.
By the way, this guy is right. That's angry at Gramps. It's like, I don't know you, you white motherfucker. This guy is correct in his reaction to being called ugly.
Well, I think since this guy is paying him his premium, he's already a client. You ever see the episode of Gran Torino where Toad goes to get a haircut? Isn't that his name, Toad?
The episode of what?
The movie, Gran Torino. Did I say episode? Scene in Gran Torino where he goes to get a haircut and they start insulting each other. The fucking the guy with the hair, the barber and Clint Eastwood. But they're friends.
Yes, yes, yes.
He's like, that's how friends talk to each other. My father's modeled his life after that scene in that movie.
So, Robbie, you're the one that has the gun. I mean, are you gonna mail it to Gramps?
No, he lives in Maryland, and it's against the law for me to give him my gun.
I believe it's against the law to give anyone your gun, regardless of where you live, right? You're not allowed to give a gun away, are you?
No, but I could let somebody borrow my gun to go shooting at a range. It's perfectly okay.
You are?
Okay, let's walk this back here. This starts with this guy needs Gramps' mailing address.
Yeah, he knows where Gramps lives.
Does Gramps have a different mailing address than his home address?
Yes, he does.
Yeah, he has a P.O. Okay. box. That's how, that's why, that's where the Venmo money goes.
Okay, that's good. All right. Well, I think he'll be saved then. But Gramps, I would just stop calling people ugly. I think that's probably, you should probably stop doing
that. He's made it this far calling people ugly. He's not going to stop now because of you.
What's the over-under on how much money people are going to send him after this episode comes out?
It's more the number of people, right?
Okay.
By the way, I was on the Mickey Coachella Facebook comedy show on, was it Saturday night? I think it was. I watched it. I wasn't on it. We had it up. And he had his Venmo address on his right and left shoulder, and he also had taped it on his, you know, like where the polo guy might go on a shirt. So I said, like, all right, I sent him $10. And within 30 seconds, he's like, sorry, it's a bad connection. He hung up.
So you didn't really get your money's worth, what you're saying.
Actually, I did. I feel like I did.
Did you buy my album for $6, Joe? You don't know how.
No, I bought it for the high amount.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that. If everyone that listens to our show just bought my album, I'd have zero financial issues throughout this. It won't happen, but that would be nice.
What if half bought it?
Half, I'd kill for that. Half would be great. I hit number one, though. I mean, I hit number one on iTunes. I was in top five for about 6-7 days, top 10 for about 8 or 9. So we need to get a new wave to get back in the charts. Hopefully, Michael O'Mara show will pump it this week. And then I did have the Hey Frey show this morning. That should air, I think, Thursday. So hopefully we'll get a second wave of promotion.
It's also $6. Like, even if you're not doing well, you have $6.
You're right. You also, but you could just stream it if you want, just to do it that way and pay me nothing. I mean, I do get a little bit of money off a stream. I mean, it's minuscule, but it adds up. At the very minimum, you could do that.
I do know somebody who doesn't have $6, but he gets upset when I talk about his finances. So,
yeah, I know somebody.
What's up, man?
I did send a screen cap. Let me see if I can find it. Yeah, so this is a completely different person we're talking about, Chris Restivo.
Hello.
He messaged me on Twitter. He says, unblock me already. And I go, well, if I blocked you, how could I see this? He said, on Facebook. I said, Chris, I haven't been on Facebook in over 3 years. He goes, I'm just kidding.
Do you want to hear Chris's Trump impression? He's taking on J.L. Covan.
Well, let's take a break and listen to it on the other side. People are going to be clamoring. Everybody's going to wait through the commercials to hear that.
Deal.
Rob's new album is now available for download. Comedy for the Quarantine.
You say an hour. Foreplay. I know, I understand. He doesn't have that much foreplay in him. This guy, he's got like 3 moves. He fucking does them in reverse and then 6, but it's really the same fucking move. You know what he's doing. Left to right, right to left. It's fucking, what's he? Yeah. He's drinking White Claw. He's giving up. I mean, the fucking guy is just giving up on life. He stopped trying. It's like, I mean, he's like... Do you have a cucumber, berry, grape, seltzer water with 1 calorie that if I drink 17, I can still drive legally? Do you have that? I'd like to get a bucket of that, please. Yes. You took a DNA test and you're 100% basic bitch, okay? They are good as shit, though. They're fucking tasty. All right. You can drive a school bus legally. It doesn't fucking matter.
All proceeds go to the Rob Mayer Relief Fund. Please visit robmayer.com for more info. The cheer you need is here, just in time. Comedy for the Quarantine.
You could use the laughs. I could use the money.
The Rob and Joe Show.
All right. Who do we have here? President Trump.
I just heard in the press lately, which is very dishonest press, fake news. J.L. Covan has put a video on the internet, an impression of myself. Was it good? Yes. Was it better than Chris Restivo's? No, not at all. I love the energy, though. It's great energy, but we're looking for high energy. It seemed very low energy. If I wanted low energy, I'd debate Jeb Bush or Crazy Bernie, and they're both crazy. I just want to say, I do the best impressions like you've never seen before. I mean, impressions have gone up 25% since I was elected, the highest ever been. I do things bigly, though. I don't fuck around. America does things bigly. And I must say, JL, good people, very, very nice guy. Nice guy! I mean, during the White House briefings, we wanted to congratulate a proud citizen of this country, the greatest country in the world, Rob Mayer. His CD, number one on iTunes. That's doing things bigly. Comedy. I love comedy. No one loves comedy more than me. Okay. But I have to get back to the White House. I have important business. I have two Puerto Rican hookers waiting to tongue my balls in the Oval Office like a taco bowl with hot sauce. Congratulations and God bless, Chris Receiver. Excuse me, America. Proud American, wonderful guy. And fuck China.
There he is, folks.
Yeah, so there's two things. First of all, it's not that bad. And Benchwarmer even says, hey, it's not as bad as I was expecting. He's right. The impression is pretty good. But Benchwarmer's also right. Too long, right? And also, let's say, for example, that impression was as good as JL's. Well, Chris isn't funny at all. So that's, you know what I mean? You also have to say something funny. You can't just sound a lot like the person, right? So I get he does the bigly. Okay, that's funny, right? And the tongue and the balls or whatever, like, what's the joke, mm-hmm. right? Okay, yeah. So yeah, the problem isn't necessarily that he's not doing a good impression. I think he does. It's that, you know, you want to actually say something funny. That's really helpful.
He's also dropping Jeb Bush's name. I mean, Trump was taking on Jeb Bush in a primary, you know, 5.5 years ago.
Yeah, he could have said Biden. It would have worked, right?
Exactly. Yeah. But hey, now, didn't we have something else from Restivo, or are we Restivo'd out already?
I'm never Restivo'd out. Let me try to think. I do know
I played something that, Joe, you said you wanted to go over it line by line, and Robbie said he was going to have it.
I do, but it's a minute and a half long.
Okay, well, then here's what you'll do. Play it, and then we'll discuss each line, right? So pause it, right? That
I can't pause it. I didn't set up that way. I didn't know. I thought I was just going to play it coming out of a break. So.
How long is it?
A minute and 33.
Oh, my God. We can't do that, right? We can't do that to our listeners.
Hey, we'll do it next week.
Next week, okay. All right? Can I'll you set put it, up so it in I can something pause it. So it yeah. can be paused?
You got it.
Do you think Restivo's having a hard time here with the quarantine? I mean, missing all that work?
No, I don't think his life has changed at all. He told us
well,
that he did.
Well, he goes to the Millstream 4 nights a week, and then another 2 nights, Morseburgers. His life has changed dramatically.
I don't know if this is, I can't imagine this is a secret, right? Why would this be? He told us he used to test soil for contamination. That's what used to be his job.
Yeah.
And
the guy's lived a heck of a life, Joe.
We started asking him questions about it, though, and it sounded like that. They might have done that in the building he was in, but it sounded like that isn't. He wasn't really involved in that.
How are you handling being cooped up, Joe?
You know, it's not. It hasn't really changed me much. Listen, I don't go to movies, but you know, I watch movies here. Obviously, now we have our own movie theater, so we're able to see. Right. Really, the biggest difference is not doing the murder mysteries.
Yeah, I mean, I'm missing the gigs and the murder mysteries and the money and the work. But so far, you know, I have it pretty good here. We have a house. Just me and Tawanda, so we're not cramped. She's still going to work. We got a neighborhood to walk around in. I mean, obviously we've got Netflix, unlike Gramps. So as far as, you know, struggling people that have it worse, there's a lot of people that have it worse.
Are you doing any socializing at all?
The only socializing I'm doing is our little $10 poker game Darius set up.
I got so pissed, I quit that.
Yeah, seriously. I've been loving it. I mean, I'm up $120, so that's good.
But no, that's good, and I love playing poker. But I went on a run where I literally lost like 4 coin flips in a row. And then I would just sit there. I never caught a card, and I just started getting annoyed. Right, because people like Mikey are winning. You know, that was really annoying me.
Well, former show announcer Tim, who we've made fun of being a horrible poker player, is playing at his all-time worst level, and it's been very fun to watch, Joe.
Well,
I would tell you some stories, but Robbie will get mad that we start telling poker stories.
How much has he lost on there, do you know?
I think every game he's played. I don't know. I don't know the numbers. I mean, we're playing for such a little amount. You really got to lose a lot in a row to. I mean, they're $10 games now. Well, one's a $20 game, but that's been my social life. It's just going on there and just chatting with them on, and then a few hours a day.
Is there a game tonight?
There's games at 2, 7, and 9 every day. So actually, you know what? You want me to do a live poker game as we play here?
Oh yeah, Robbie will love that. Hey, I'm going to get in it too.
I won't do that because you'll hear the sound of chips and stuff. So I won't do it.
I am excited to start working on the new script that you've written, Rob. I mean, we don't have any dates yet, but...
Well, we have September in Magoobies, so...
Oh, I didn't know that was a lockdown thing.
Dude's probably forgotten. But yeah, I am excited, too. There's nothing really you can really do.
But we got time to perfect it. I mean, we got time to really work out all the stuff before we do it. You know, we usually don't have the luxury of all this time.
Yeah, we can have a Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
I don't have any faith in anybody related to the murder mystery putting any time on until we're out of this and there's a looming rehearsal or date.
I'll work on it.
Yeah, I read it and I made some notes and I never sent that to you. Is that correct, Rob?
That is correct. Three weeks ago you said you had some notes and then that's where this conversation ended. You've yet to send the notes. Right. Very eager to look at those notes, Joe.
But I think most of it is what is mine. Changes that I would, things that I would do differently. Here we go. Okay, just sending it to you now. I haven't looked at it. Hey, it says 3:15 on it. That's how long ago.
Well, you're supposed to update the date when you send it, so I know that it's the newest. But that's okay.
Now I'm going to delete that. Well, I don't know that you might not like my changes, so I'm not. You know what I mean? Take a look.
That's fair. Then just write Joe changes.
There we go. That's what I'm going to write. The final rose. Joe changes. Rename. Good radio. Okay.
Well, we do have something we're going to be putting out with the improv and with just Die Laughing Productions, a little, some song parodies, pandemic related. And it's going to involve Eric and Robbie did the graphic, Tommy. And then I have a little thing. And then Justin has a little thing. And I think you and Katie have a little thing.
Yeah, we're going to. So, I'll do as soon as I'm done here, I'll do it.
It's funny because Eric, my thing is probably the easiest to do. And I'd actually slacked on it. And then I did it yesterday thinking, man, why am I waiting? This is the easiest part. And he goes, yeah, you're the only one that sent me anything so far. I said, okay, well, I don't feel bad.
We're doing like a testimonial, right?
Yeah, basically we're doing a play on those, Pop Goes the 80s songs that you'll – or albums. You know, you can buy this album. We're doing a little Pop Goes the Pandemic, and you and Katie are going to do a testimonial of how it's kept your relationship together or ruined it, whatever. It doesn't really matter.
Hey, real quick, I don't know how this happened, but I guess Katie used my computer. And
I
so I just sent it from her email. But also what I did – was I saw this stuff and I just started deleting stuff because I'm like, I'm not interested in whatever this is, right? So I started deleting her emails. So now I got to go back and put them back in. Sorry, babe.
Oh, that's going to be a fight.
Let me see. Total accident. I didn't realize. I did two. So here I go. McClure Realty Vacation. Get that back in there. Yeah, I definitely started. Hey, Katie, come here.
Oh, no.
So, let me see if she'll...
Good job, Joe.
Hold on. Hey, so I didn't realize I was in your email. I guess I should have since it's pink. And so I saw a bunch of shit in my inbox. I'm like, I don't want this. And I deleted it. So I just deleted two things. This, I deleted that by accident. Hold on. I'm trying to put it back in. There's just two things. But let me just...
Watch it. I'll fix it later.
Just look for a second. Okay. So, those are the only two things.
I will figure it out.
Just those two.
Don't touch it anymore.
Just those two things. All right.
Good job. Hey, I want to... This is positive news on this quarantine front. If by the time we listen to it, things could have gone to shit. But today, Monday, the 6th, some encouraging signs. Are you... Open. Are you getting excited, Joe, about the concept of possibly just from July on, it just being an amazing sports last half of the year or through the Super Bowl?
I don't, honestly, not really. You know, because
really, you're not excited about the idea of 12 months of sports crammed into 6 of every finals.
Oh, so you think golf tournaments, just so to make sure I understand boxing. This, you think that like as soon as everybody can go out, the NBA is going to be like, all right, playoffs. Hockey's going to be like, all right, playoffs. It's going to happen right as the baseball season will restart. Football. So you think we'll have all 4 major sports being played at the exact same time?
I'm hopeful. The idea is it's not crazy. I mean, unless the NBA and the NHL just give up on the season, then that will happen, yeah.
It's not possible because some of these teams share venues. They can't do it all on top of each other.
Well,
No. Baseball and – no, hockey and the NBA share venues, yeah, but they're used to it.
Okay. Yeah, they do it all the time.
You think that they will manage the schedule, no problem.
Well, they'll just get together. They'll figure the schedule out. Football plays, you know, I think there's only one stadium. Actually, there's 0 now that plays both baseball and football, right? It was that Oakland stadium, right? Now none of it.
Right. Well, football and baseball, they overlap normally anyways. So I don't, but no, it could happen. Now, the NHL and the NBA, they'd have to delay the next season. They can't end in September and start again in October. So they'd have to push back the next season.
Well, they'd start the playoffs. So when do you think it would be? And it takes like 2 months to get through the NBA playoffs, right? And the hockey playoffs?
Well, they've already talked about making some of the best out of 7s, best out of 5s. But I mean, they have to play for a couple weeks before just to get in shape and figure out who's going to be in it. They can't just start with the playoffs.
You're right, because if they just start, but what are they going to do? Play 5 games?
Yeah, probably.
You think? I mean, you might be right. I'm just like, but it is kind of interesting because I'll use the Caps as an example. The Caps, if they're not in first place, they're in first or second, but they've really, really been on a slide the last couple weeks of the season. Well, if you stop playing for a month, month and a half, 2 months, 3 months, you don't know what your team is when you come back. The Flyers who are playing great, you don't know. You don't know. You don't know who you're going to get.
No, you really don't. But, I mean, people aren't going to care. They're going to be one thing that I read that the NHL is considered. They play until everyone's played the same amount of games. So if you played 3 less games, that team is going to have to play enough so that they're caught. Everyone's playing.
Oh, I see. You're right. Yeah, that does have to happen. And that wouldn't be fair for one team to get to play a couple games and one team to get to play 0. Right. Is that what you're essentially saying?
But then they're going to take the top 4 in each conference, get a bye. Then the next 8 make the playoffs, but they play like a best out of 3, then to get to 8, then they go best out of 5, best out of 5, then best out of 7, best out of 7. So there is a way to cut off, you know, a month or so to make this shorter. But look, they have to start in June, or I don't think it's possible.
Yeah, and to be honest with you, when the Orioles they suck. So I don't invest a lot in them. And the fact that I have so much obligation to the Ravens, I kind of like that that's the only thing going on, right? That actually is helpful to me.
Right. Oh, no, I'm just excited that, you know, we could have the Kentucky Derby, the Masters, a college football game, an NBA Finals, and an NFL game in the same 3 days.
All right, well, I'm happy for you, man. But what about...
Joe is no longer the sports fan that he used to be.
No, I'm not. The only people that really get fucked are if you played NCAA basketball. Yeah, basically your career just
any collegiate sport
unceremoniously just ended, and now you're done. A lot of them.
Yeah.
Can you read Matt Colby's comment in chat?
Let's see here. He's got a lot.
The last one.
He says, "Oh shit! I just realized if Joe's been married for 44 weeks, Katie only has 8 more weeks to send me a wedding gift thank you card."
Well, he might have just deleted an email that was a reminder of that.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know how to bring that up, so I'm just going to float out there, I guess.
Okay. Hey, Joe, Robbie, if you don't bring it up, what are the odds that she does it?
I don't want to say.
I'm saying if she hasn't done it by now, I think she's forgotten about it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what to say there. No comment, I guess.
Are you going to bring that up? Like, well, it's almost been a year since we got married.
100% not going to bring it up. I promise you, I'm not bringing it up.
if I just leave the chat up there on the screen while she sees it.
No, probably not.
Why don't I send her an email and then you read it and open it on her thing so it looks like it's an old email. She might not notice it.
Yeah, I put it in her deleted items that she has to go through now because I'm deleting all her emails.
But doesn't that make you wonder how many people else has she just forgotten about?
Yeah, no, I don't wonder. I know. I know how many people. There's no wonder.
All of them?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Maybe she wasn't so busy making this five-plated theater. She could get to these more important things.
Matt Colby says, we have some mutual friends on Facebook. I'll have someone reach out.
Oh, no.
Oh, Matt Colby's the best. Is Katie struggling without getting out and being a social butterfly?
I don't think so. Hold on. Hey, Katie, come here.
Oh, no.
I don't think she is.
I got the impression she was struggling.
She gets more cabin fevery than I do. So what, are you in a bad mood?
No, just working.
I didn't know you were working. Say check, check.
Check, check.
Hold on, I gotta turn you up.
Hey, Katie.
Talking that again.
Check.
No.
We hear.
You can hear her loud and clear?
She's a little low, but she's fine.
Okay. I'm having trouble hearing her, but. So are you getting antsy in here? Are you getting bored?
No, I mean, I'm working a lot, so no.
All right. We were just wondering. We were talking about it, and I was just wondering if you were, because you, all the grocery trips she takes. She actually went out and got coffee this morning, too, so I thought maybe you were. Am I starting to get on your nerves?
Yeah, you're always getting on my nerves.
I am?
Yeah.
More than usual?
Yeah.
What should I do?
I don't know. Write thank you cards.
Hey, why did you say? Hey, I didn't say anything about that.
Well, I'm in the next room. I can hear you talking about
it. But I didn't say it. I didn't say a word about it. Somebody else said it, and I said, I'm not going to bring it up.
No, I've only sent out probably 50 thank you cards.
I didn't know that.
And then my grandma died, and then I stopped writing my thank you cards. Because remember, I wrote my grandma's thank you card, and then she died the next day.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that wasn't me. I saw
that
on there.
It's not an excuse. I mean, I'm still going to send out more things.
No, I'm just telling you, when they asked me about it, I said, I'm not going to talk about it.
Honestly, I'm not trying to be mean to anybody. I don't care.
No,
I mean,
I'm
if you send a gift for a thank you card, then I don't care. But obviously, I'm going to try to send out as many thank you cards as I can.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to talk about that, but all right, I'll let you go.
Who has a problem with a thank you card?
I've been, we're obviously cooking at home a lot more. I'm getting real sick and tired of doing dishes. I know Joe isn't doing any cooking, but is he helping you with the dishes, which I'm sure is more than normal?
She doesn't have headphones on.
It's fine.
She didn't hear what you said. No, Matt Colby was complaining about his thank you card.
I'm so sorry I haven't given you a thank you card.
Maybe you just give him a thank you right now over the.
Thank you so much. But I'll still send you, since it's so important to you that you receive your thank you card, I will send it. I apologize it hasn't come yet.
All right, baby.
All right.
I'm going to go now.
All right. Great. Get now up. I'm in trouble.
That wasn't awkward at all.
See, now I'm in trouble, guys. And I didn't bring that up.
That was a great decision.
I didn't bring that up
to bring her on, but a horrible decision for you and your marriage.
But I didn't. I wasn't talking about that. I was only talking about whether or not she was antsy.
All right. Well, you know, when Robbie and I hang up, we go to our lovely homes here, and we don't have to worry about it. You go right into the thick of it.
So Matt Colby said he couldn't hear what she was saying. So there is an issue. I don't know what it is.
Well, it'll be on the show because it's recorded her. So.
Okay.
She was a little low, but she's audible.
All right.
I believe she said, Matt Colby, go fuck yourself.
No, she didn't say that. She was kind.
Well, the tone.
Yeah, after the show, I'm in trouble.
Hey, so I went on TikTok for the first time, and I was there ready to hate it, and I actually was enjoying myself.
You were? Watching strangers dance?
Well, there are a lot of that, obviously, but I mean, I just skip most of those.
TikTok's for like tweeners, man.
I don't know what that means.
So I definitely downloaded TikTok because another friend we have visit, Kristen, was talking about how funny it was. So I downloaded it and I scrolled through it. But let me tell you my problem with it. I don't mind scrolling through stuff that I don't think is funny. I don't mind that until I see an adorable dog or something. That's great. I don't like the ones where it's a two-parter, and now you've given me a job. I have to like what you did in order to see what happens. Fuck that. I never like anything. As soon as you're begging me,
I haven't even come across that yet. I'm so new to it.
As soon as you're begging me for a like, I'm not participating.
I had a couple of laugh out louds. They were legitimately funny. Like, it, so I was impressed. I was like, okay, I get this now. Robbie, are you TikToking?
No, it's for kids.
It's okay. Well, I'm seeing a lot of adults on here doing these things. So
okay.
It's clearly not just for kids.
I heard one. It said, what's the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi? It wasn't real. He said, in Dubai, they don't like the Flintstones, but Abu Dhabi do. Abu Dhabi do. Something like that.
See? It's not just for kids, Robbie.
The dad joke, yeah.
Okay.
So that got me. Abu Dhabi do.
Obviously, this TikTok's expanded into the adult world.
Well, Dr. Phil was on there doing it. So, I mean, it's taken over.
Okay.
Everyone's doing it.
No, there are a lot of celebs. Well, yeah, if you're a celeb, you have to be on it, right? By the way, how did this work? How did TikTok work? If I created Vine, I'm like, what the fuck? It's the same thing I did 5 years ago. Why is now everybody using this? It's the same thing I had. It's almost like when everybody's on MySpace, they go, you know what? Now we're on Facebook. It's the exact same thing. Fuck that other thing.
Well, my only video idea for TikTok is I get frustrated when Tawanda fast forwards in the commercial to the, you know, in between, because she has to get it perfect.
Like she can't miss like, even the first.
You don't, whatever happens in the first second or two, there's nothing new's happening.
They're just walking up to a door.
Exactly.
Right.
Or it's that last shot that it ended on starting up again. So it's like this, she goes too fast, then she goes back too far. Then she gets it 98% right, which is good enough for me, but then she goes back. And I'm like, we could have just watched the entire commercial break. It would have been the same amount of time.
What show are you guys watching right now?
Well, this doesn't apply for this, but on Netflix, we're watching Ozark. We're watching on network TV. We're watching Better Call Saul. We're watching Homeland. We're watching Top Chef. We have a pool that we each draft people, chefs, if you will. So we love Top Chef. We love that Tournament of Champions, that chef show. Tawana did a bracket, and she almost got it perfect. She crushed me. Trying to think what else are we watching. Those are the big ones.
Rooting for Kevin Gillespie, right, Rob?
I was rooting for him, but then I didn't draft him. So he keeps doing well, and it's pissing me off that I didn't pick him. So that's actually a sore spot with me.
Yeah, I was pissed when he lost on his season. I love that guy.
Yeah.
We can't ask Robbie what shows he's watching because there's only 12 minutes left in the show. But I finished watching Ozark. We were watching Outlander. I broke up with the Reese Witherspoon show where the super woke one where she's tiny little fires. It's horrible. I got two episodes in. I could tell that nothing good is going to, like, I like for there to be a happy ending. You know, it's just going to end horribly. So I stopped watching that. We are watching Outlander. Hey, we've been watching it forever. We're on season two.
Yeah.
I don't know. What the hell, man? You know, normally you're like, oh man, I can't wait for the show to come out. I'm like, when do we get to the next season? It's like every episode's its own movie.
Yes.
So we watched that and just finished Bored to Death. And if you haven't seen Bored to Death, I don't know what took me so long to find this.
Really?
It's 11 years old. It's so fucking funny, man. I
can't believe you weren't into that show at the very beginning.
God,
Joe.
It's so great. Yeah. Have you watched it, Rob?
I don't even. It sounds familiar, but I don't know what it's about.
It's HBO. It has Jason Schwartzman, Zach Galifianakis, and Ted Danson in it. And it's fucking great. It's really great. I just finished. It's only three seasons. And each episode's like 30 minutes long, so you get through them quick.
The Mark Twain, Dave Chappelle Award thing is now on Netflix. That's definitely a must-watch. I watched it when it came out on PBS a few months ago. So definitely check that out if you like to laugh. Well, we do have a little Die Laughing production promotion that Katie is the mastermind behind. Can we say that?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's a brilliant idea. We're doing a raffle on Venmo. Gramps can get in on it. Where you're going to give us $10 on Venmo at Die Laughing Productions. And then every entry. You can do more than one if you want. Live a little. We're going to raffle off two tickets to a future show and one of our Back to the 80s t-shirts. So we will post the results, the winner, Friday the 10th at 7 p.m. on our Facebook and on our Instagram pages. So at Die Laughing Productions on Venmo, you send us $10. You are in the drawing. And that's going to help us because we have missed out on probably 4 to 5 shows at least here.
Yeah, and we got some real big ones that we will potentially miss. If we miss the Ravens show that was supposed to be at the end of May, that's a big one for us. So, yeah, that hurts.
Yeah, I mean, unless they move it, it looks like it's... I mean, it's not just whether we can, it's safe out there. It's whether people will go.
Yeah, who will come sit in a room with a bunch of people at a table, right?
Right. So, yeah, at Die Laughing Productions on Venmo, $10. Get yourself in this raffle. Help us out here at Die Laughing Productions if you haven't spent all your money to Gramps' Venmo. If you want, you can also send Gramps a gun when this guy goes to kill him.
Hey, I have something to promote real quick before we go. Oh, Katie said mention the raffle on post. Oh, she texted you about it too. I'm on Quality Time this week. They just put it up. Again, we're talking about the movie Airborne, which is a movie I love. It's about a surfer from California who's also a world-class rollerblader who has to stay with his cousin Wyatt in Ohio because his parents have to go to Australia to study wombats. And then he gets into some mischief while he's there. So check that out.
Sounds great.
Yeah, Quality Time.
And a Comedy for the Quarantine available everywhere. iTunes, Google Play Store, Amazon, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Spotify. Download it for $6. Stream it for free. Leave me reviews, anything. Would much appreciate the help. And it's a fantastic, hilarious set. You should check it out. All right, guys. See you.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.